Marge Schott, the owner of the Cincinnati Reds, died today. She was 75 years old. She was a colorful figure in sports, at the same time a controversial majority owner. Schott became famous as the owner of a team that won the World Series, but also infamous for offensive racial remarks for which he was repeatedly suspended. Joining us now is Lonnie Wheeler, a sports columnist for the Cincinnati Post. He's in Sarasota, Florida, where the Cincinnati Reds are in spring training. And thanks for joining us today.
Okay, Neil, my pleasure.
For those of us who may be unfamiliar with Marge Schott, tell us a little bit about her.
Well, she took over ownership of the Reds in the mid-1980s. She was a widow. She had taken over her husband's General Motors Buick and then Chevrolet dealerships, and had struggled through some difficult times at that time. For a woman to own a business of that stature was not particularly well received, and she was a colorful figure, and so one thing led to another, but she succeeded and was very much a civic figure and bought the Reds near Christmas in the mid-80s and described it as her Christmas present to Cincinnati, and thereafter proceeded to be a figure of quite a bit of controversy in town. She was beloved by many, particularly women in town, who to whom she was a kind of a heroine, and a lot of the locals, and particularly local women, really didn't want to hear any of it when Marge ran afoul of baseball and some minority groups with some insensitive remarks she made during her tenure. Those remarks ultimately caused her to divest herself at baseball's behest of her ownership. She sold it to most of her ownership to Carl Lindner in 1999, but still remained kind of a first lady of baseball in Cincinnati.
What did she say that was so bad?
She used the N-word at one time when she should not have. There were certain trinkets relating to Nazi Germany found in her home that you know had been in her family, I guess, for some time, and she just didn't really understand how to present herself in a modern kind of way, in a sensitive kind of way, and she also made even non-racial remarks. In 1990, when the Reds won the World Series, that's kind of her crowning moment as an owner, but it was also Marge's ownership in microcosm, because during that World Series, she, under the influence of something or other, she sort of rushed past Faye Vincent to grab the microphone on national television. The commissioner didn't want her to speak because she often spoke with poor judgment. She had previously referred to, it was during the Gulf War, and made a reference to our troops in the Middle West, she said, and she wanted to take this opportunity to correct herself in front of a national audience, and then to grab the microphone and then thank the troops in the Far East. things like that Marge did, and you could only shake your head, but it was Marge being Marge, and there were just a lot that she didn't understand. It wasn't in her world. On the other hand, her world was one of benevolence. She loved kids and her city and did a lot for it. And I think probably in retrospect, those are going to be the things that color the memory of her.
And of course, the dog Shotzi, who had the run of Riverfront Stadium and just about everything else in Cincinnati. I understand you talked to the Cincinnati Reds captain today, Barry Larkin, as an African-American ball player. What did he have to say about Marge Schott today?
Well, a couple things about Marge and also about Shotzi. His experience never demonstrated the side of Marge that got her into trouble. While other black players like Dave Parker had some trouble with Marge, things she said and did, mm-hmm. Barry said he never heard that, and he said his quote was, he judges his feelings have only to do with his dealings with her, and he said there was mutual respect between him and her, and she was a generous contributor to minority causes. So he is not willing to weigh in on the minority side there with the criticism of Marge. Of course, he had some lighter memories of Marge with Shotzi. He recalled a time when they were lined up for a team picture, and Marge insisted they wait till Shotzi was looking at the camera, and that didn't happen for about 10 minutes, by which time most of the players had lost interest. Finally, Marge looked at the camera, and Marge said, "Take the picture now," and the photographer tried to explain that the team wasn't ready, and she said, "Well, blast the team, and sort of take the picture because Shotzi's looking." Shotzi was known for soiling here and there in the office and on the field before the games. Larkin said there was one game when when Shai Larkin was a shortstop, of course, or is a shortstop, and Shotzi had done his duty out at shortstop before the game, and the grounds crew came out and cleaned it up, but it was AstroTurf, and so what they did was smear it, basically. And as you figure in the first inning, a ball is hit to Larkin's right, and he has to dive for it and lands right where Shotzi was. And he says he comes up with his uniform, the side of his uniform all soiled. And he said, those are great memories.
Lonnie Wheeler, thanks very much.
Okey-doke.
Lonnie Wheeler, a sports columnist for the Cincinnati Post. He joined us from the spring training fields of the Reds in Florida. This is NPR News.